I'm Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Annie is 15 and she's homeless. Up to this point, her life has been one major stress after another, starting with a single mother with serious mental illness who has not been able to care for her. As long as she can remember, Annie's life has been filled with significant trauma, including domestic violence, adults, drug use, sexual abuse, and regular homelessness. COVID has only made life more difficult, not in a physical sense, but psychologically. Because of COVID, Annie has lost valuable relationships with her friends and her teachers who provided her social support and human links. Her internet connections are so poor that she estimates that she can only connect to her classes a third of the time. And when she does connect, it's through her phone, not through a computer. Her elderly grandmother, who was her only family connection outside the home, has refused to allow Annie to visit for nearly a year. Annie understands her grandmother's fear of COVID, but tears fill her eyes when she talks with me about losing this connection in her life. It is difficult to know the short and long-term psychological and biologic impacts of these traumas, but they are likely to be significant. When COVID came along, her family was forced to deal with unemployment, evictions, and isolation. Just this year, her mother has had multiple psychiatric hospitalizations, each lasting weeks at a time. Each hospitalization left Annie alone to fend for herself. After each hospital discharge, accessing outpatient mental health services was nearly impossible, as many psychiatrists now only offer telemedicine services, and Annie's mother has no reliable phone service. Each of us deals with adversity differently, but the flip side of adversity is resiliency. And with resiliency, so much depends on the person and pre-existing protective factors. Annie is resilient beyond words. She has organized her mother's care, made arrangements with her current landlord for payments, and dealt with multiple government agencies to assure that her mother has food and some housing. All of this is a required part of being healthy, but healthcare providers often don't ask about these difficult health issues, perhaps because we feel overwhelmed by our inability to manage non-medical life traumas. We tend to fear exploring negative social issues, but we also fail to explore the positive. The irony is that what might be the very most helpful resource to my patients is often sitting right in my waiting room. People like Annie. She's only 15, but she is wise beyond her years. But she has experienced so much adversity in her life and still has a positive, upbeat attitude. She has much to offer her peers and those who are walking along her path filled with adverse early experiences. The question is how to make people like Annie a part of the solution and not merely the problem. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.